בוקר אור רבותיי, מתעסקו לשנים רבות, נעימות וטובות. Once again, we meet at this time every day, and Baruch Hashem, it's turning into a nice little feature where we're able to discuss some practical halachot, go into them with some analysis, and try to come out with some conclusion. Actually, this might be a good idea to continue this format even after we're finished from the quarantine. Baruch Hashem, maybe something good is coming out of it, that we're able to start a new type of program in the study of Halachat Lema'aseh. The question that we deal with today is a large subject and maybe a bit controversial to some of the poskim, and that's the law of mechirat hametz, the selling of the hametz. There are a few questions that have to be discussed over here. First of all, we need a mekor. What is the source for mechirat hametz? Where does this come from that you could sell your hametz to a goy? It sounds like it's some sort of ha'arama, some sort of subterfuge or trick that you're selling it to the goy, and he knows and you know that you're going to buy it back, you know, after Pesach, and you're only doing it just to avoid having the hametz in your possession. How does that exactly work? Furthermore, do we accept this as a halakha that the sale of hametz is legitimate? You know, what is the Rambam's opinion? What is Shulchan Aruch's opinion? What's the Mekor, obviously? And then, what is the format of it? How do you sell hametz to a goy? What exactly do you have to do? We know that there's some sort of custom that we appoint the rabbi. What does he do exactly? How do you appoint the rabbi? What type of hametz are you allowed to sell? Who is this for, the mechira? And does the goy have to have access to what you sold him? I mean, you sold him hametz, so technically it's his. So do you have to give him a key in order for him to have access? These are some of the questions that we'd like to analyze today. How do you appoint the rabbi as a shaliach? You have to shake his hand. You have to give him a handkerchief to make a kinyan sudar. And what about where the hametz has to be? Does the hametz have to be mamash in the goy's possession? Which means you have to pick up the box of hametz and give it to the goy and sell it to him, and he takes it to his house. Is there any room to be lenient that you're selling the goy your hametz and the hametz remains in the house of the seller, meaning in the Jew's home? And if that's the case, what's the protocol? Could you just leave it, you know, in a cupboard, unlocked, or untaped? What do you have to do if it's going to be permissible to leave it in the home? And then we really want to get to the question that we came here to discuss today, which is which we'll see Be'ezat Hashem at the end of the shiur. But first we have to establish the premise of Mechirat Hametz. So let's start from the Mekorot. The Mekor of Mechirat Hametz is in a Tosefta in Perek Bet of Pesachim, Halakha Yud Bet. Yisrael ve'goy shayu ba'im b'sfina. So there was a Jew and a goy, and they were on a boat. So you talk about people that are in situations before Pesach. Here it is, there's a Jew, and he's on a boat. He's not going to be with his family. He's not going to be, you know, home. He's on a boat for Pesach. That's not a kosher cruise either. He's with a goy. The hametz b'yad Yisrael, and now Pesach's coming, and he has hametz. Harezem mochro lenochri. He can give it, tell it to the goy, sell it to him. ונותנו במתנה, or give it him as a matana, וחוזר ולוקח ממנו לחרב פסח. He's on the boat. So obviously he needs this chametz after Pesach. So after Pesach he could buy it back from him. ובלבד שיתנו לו במתנה גמורה. But as long as it's not a half-hearted gift, it has to be full-fledged that you're giving it as a matana gemura. V'kachi b'Yerushalmi. The Rambam also is posek this halakha of the selling to the goy. It's in Hilchot Hametz u'Matza Perek Dalid halakha Vav. The Rosh brings this down as well in Perek Kol Sha'a in Siman Dalid. The Bet Yosef, that's Maran, brings down this case, and he brings down from Rabbeinu Yeruham, the Rishonim, that wrote on this Tosefta in the name of the Baal Halachot Gedolot, Ubilvad Shelo Ya'arim. So the Bahag writes, so long as you're not doing a Ha'aramahe, make sure you're not doing trickery. So the Rabbeinu Yeruham says, "Ve'eni mevin devarav, deha shari litno legoy b'matana v'lachzur v'lelokho harapesach, ve'en necha ha'arama gedola mizu." Which means he comes along and says, "What do you mean ubevad shelo ya'arim?" Which it seems, I go back. It seems that Rabbeinu Yeruham writes on this Tosefta, but don't make harama. So the Bet Yosef comes along and says, what do you mean don't make harama? The whole thing is one big harama. You're selling it to him or you're giving it to him, knowing well and good, and the goy knows it well as well, that you're going to get it back from after Pesach. And the Bet Yosef says, what do we care? You got it out of your reshut. It's not in your reshut on Pesach. Ve'efshar, the shelo ya'arim de kamar, maybe with the Ben Yerucham meant shelo ya'arim, tanu shelo yimkol lo velo yitenu al tenai. You shouldn't put the tenai built into the mechira, which you shouldn't sell it to him al tenai that he has to give it to you back. That would be a harama. But to sell it, mechira gemura and a matana gemura, that would be okay. Fine. What does Maran hold lema'aseh in such a case, l'gabei mechira? So he talks about it. He talks about it in Siman Taf Mem Het. I have it here. Taf Mem Het. It is in Halakha Gimel. Hametz shel Yisrael she'abar alav Pesach asur b'hana'a. That's important halakha to remember. That hametz that was in the Jewish possession, shabbat alav Pesach, asur b'hana'a. So you know that that's a knas of the hachamim, which means the guy was over isur deoraita. He kept the hametz in his possession. It's finished. He's over bali re bali matze. L'chavram min haTorah after the holiday's over. Holiday's over. There's no isur hana'a min haTorah on this. It's isur derabanan. That's a knas that they put over here. That's called Hametz Shabbat Alav Pesach. Fine. The Kansur Rabbanan, the Mishnah Berura, says, Ho'il va'avar ala be'bal yirei o'bal yimatze. Wonderful. So then he says, Ve'im machran o netano le'enu Yehudi. But if you sold it or you gave it to an Enu Yehudi, so here Maran discusses it. Maran's lashon is shemichutz labayit. We have to see what those words mean. You sold it to a goy outside the house. Kodem haPesach. You did this before Pesach. Afal pi sheYisrael machlo le'enu Yehudi. The goy knows that the Jew knows that the goy is not going to touch it. Everybody knows what's happening here. That the goy is going to watch him till after Pesach. V'yazor v'yitenenu lo mutar. Ubevad shi'yitenenu lo b'matana gemura So it should be a complete matana, bili shum tenai, or mechira gemura, or a complete sale, however you're supposed to sell it. Aval matana al menat la'azid lo mahane. Okay, but a matana that's stipulated al menat doesn't help. Okay, so clearly maran, meforash, tat memchet, halacha gimal, brings down the concept of mechirat hametz. And of course, the Mekor is from that Tosefta of the rabbi that sold the hametz on the boat to the goy, and then after Pesach bought it back from him. So this is a source. The Mishnah Berura in Yud Bet writes, "Katvu acharonim she'en kepeda ba'akum gufa imudar bebeto olo." When Maran said, "Le'enu Yehudi shemechutz lebeto," we don't care where the goy lives. It could be the guy's servant, it could be his butler, it could be his maid. We don't care where the goy is stationed. Ela ikara kepeda sheyotzi ha'akum hametz mebet Yisrael. Aha. The issue over here is, where's the hametz going to be? That the hametz that you're selling has got to be out of the house. Aval akum gufa, the goy, afilu hu misharet li Yisrael, bedar bebeto, letlan ba, even if he's a misharet, even if he's a servant, he lives in the house, it's okay. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says, umash yitzlichu ha'achal lehotzi ha'chametz mereshuto, what do you have to take the hametz out of the house for? Af api shemachro kebar, you sold it to him, it's not your hametz. Vehu etzlo pikadon be'alma, ublo acharayut, which means you're not responsible for it anymore. You don't have any responsibility for it. It's the goys. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says that as a general rule, you should only need a mechitza, meaning it's his, it's the goys. Okay, put a wall up, put it in a separate compartment. So he says, כתב בחוק יעקב, דגם בקנה דין כן. אין חינם יובד should work also, ולא הצליחו רק להוציא מרשותו אלה כדי שיקנה עקום החמץ במשיכה. We want the guy to be קונה במשיכה, to take the חמץ. And you can't make משיכה in the רשות of the seller. So therefore, he's got to take it out. So interesting over here. The Mishnah Berurah must be talking about when you're not selling so much chametz, when you're not selling wall bombs over here, he's making meshicha. Yeah, it sounds like you're selling a bottle of scotch, and you give it to him, and he takes it out of the house. If the goy took the chametz to his house and made meshicha, then he can bring it back in. And then, v'day b'mechitza asara belvad. Oh. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not the problem to have the hametz in the house as long as it's owned to the goy. It's just the inyan and kinyan. For the kinyan to work, that's what we're saying, he's got to take it out. Then he brings down that some haronim say, da'aka migra gara, kevan di'ikara hametz yodei ha'akum shu shel Yisrael, velo yigabo, afa pi shekanao mechzi kramso shi Yisrael maya bebeto. So over here, it's worse, he says, because here everybody knows it's a ha'arama. The goy knows he's not touching this hametz. The Jew knows that he's going to buy it back. Everybody knows what's going on over here. So therefore, it's worse. So to get rid of that ha'arama issue, take it out of the house. We're regular pikadon of a goy. No problem to keep it in the Jew's house. But this is worse. And then he says, "Bigam ikalim hashem yavo le'ochlo." Because after all, this was the Jew's from the beginning. So there's a hashash, he might come to eat it. So therefore, there's different shitot on getting this hametz. All this must be talking about where you're just selling him a bottle of scotch, like I said, or a case of beer. So you give him the case of beer, he takes it out of the house, he makes meshicha, he comes back, drops it in the house somewhere. All right, you make a mechitza yud so you don't see it, so you don't have any access to it. No problem. But that is not so nogeya to our situation, because We are not selling. A lot of our members are not just selling a case of beer. They have a lot of spirits and hametz that they have. You know, who knows what they have in the freezer all this different type of stuff, and clearly the goy is not making mishicha. So the Mishnah Berurah then brings them the katvu acharonim. Quotes from the Harim, the Bach and the Magen Abraham. Very important. Tim yesh lo hametz harbe. Oh. V'yifshan lo nutziyo mebeto. How are you going to take it out of the house? Yimkor lo gam acheder. Oh. So now we see that this mechira is, you need rabbis to do this because it's complicated. Sell them the room that the hametz is in. So therefore now the goy doesn't have to make meshicha because that area that the hametz is in, you sold them that real estate, that room. Now, how do you sell it? Bekesef or bishtar, with money or bishtar. It's interesting. Okay, so here's a hadush. So that's why we really don't rely on, you know, a guy selling hametz himself. Unless, again, it's a bottle where you're going to give it to him, like I said, and the goy's going to take it home and bring it back after, no problem. But when you're selling hametz, that's a lot of hametz, and it's in a room, you have to know how to sell the room to the goy, so it's really his room, so therefore it's not considered in the bayit of Yisrael. I mean, the poskim over here will discuss, you know, what if you are a renter? You know, I saw that in Chief Rabbi discusses that. You know, if you live in a rented apartment, how could you sell the hametz? You're sub-renting to somebody else now. I rent your apartment. So am I allowed not to sublease it to a goy? That's what you're doing in the mechirat hametz. So although that we just said that this is an inyan to rent it and to sell him the karka, he writes, over here, he says, anyway, the goy's really not coming into the house. There's no kepeda. And even though, he says, v'yachol la'asot ken af im yesh se'if mefuraj behozeh, even though it's written in the contract of the lease, en urashay laskir the dira. He said, there's no problem, because it's not really, you're not renting it to get the guy to come in to the house to live there. It's a halachic issue over here to get the hametz out of your possession, and therefore the Hakam writes, it's in Yalkut Yosef in Mu'adim Pesach Bet on Daf Resh Samech Tet. In the footnote over there, he's matir that for a renter. Fine. Question is, oh, no problem. I put my hametz in a closet, and I went to the Rabbanut, and I gave them, you know, however I did it, I appointed them to sell my hametz, and they did it. They went through all the all the procedures. It's interesting just to know the procedures. This is what we do every year, actually. I'll give you an inside into the Rabbanut. Basically, we're doing four or five different kinyanim, because it's not so pashut what kinyanim work to a goy. So therefore, we hedge and we do many different kinyanim. First of all, the goy buys the hametz, even though he doesn't pay for everything. He puts a down payment. And then we tell him that, you know, at the end, if you want to buy the hametz, you know, everything that we're selling you, all the thousands of houses that we're giving you of hametz, you'll bring three expert surveyors, shamaim, and they'll come along and assess, you know, the hametz is $47.5 million, and you'll pay us to the last penny. And then you pay us the last penny, then, you know, then the sale, then you can keep it. But it's your right, and it belongs to you from now, and you gave the down payment. And if at the end, the guy says, hey, listen, I don't have the $47.5 million to buy the hametz, so then they're ready, you allow us to buy it back. That's the the first kinyan, and it's done with the kinyan sudar. Sudar means the goy takes his pen or his hat, whatever it may be. Today we have an issue now because of the corona, so we're going to have to see everybody's going to have to wear gloves and masks when we do this kinyan. But nonetheless, he takes his pen and he gives the pen to the rabbi. And as a result, all the hametz that the rabbi is the agent, that hametz now is transferred to the goy. So that's how a kinyan sudar works. And then the goy gives the down payment, So you have kinyan kesef, and then they do a kinyan shtar that they sign it, that it was sold to the goy, you know, according to whatever is written in the shtar, and then they give the shtar to the goy, and then they also make kinyan agav karka in order that they makne the karka to the goy also, so he owns the karka. They do another kinyan that's called odeta, that the goy is modeh, he admits that he's selling the hametz, or buying the hametz, I should say. And they shake his hand. They try to make as many kinyanim as we can in order that it's without any issue. Very nice. So the goy bought it. Hazak baruch. Now the goy comes along and says, you know what? I bought this hametz over here. He comes home to his wife. And he tells his wife, you know something? I bought, I'm the biggest hametz distributor today in Brooklyn. I own all the Syrians, all the McAllens, and all the Avdil, all the Scotch, and all the beer, and everything. I own everything. So his wife, Zeresh Ishto, comes along and says, what are you talking about? Their doors are locked. You have no access to it. What did you buy? They showed you a piece of paper. They fooled you. They tricked you. V'tomer lo Zeresh Ishto v'chol Yo'asav. They tell him, go get a key. You need to have access. How are you going to get into the it's a circus, or it's a kangaroo sale. So the Mishnah Berura deals with this, and the Mishnah Berura says, "V'sarich limsor lo hamafteyah." The Mishnah Berura again in Taf Memchet in Sif Katan. You admit. He says you got to give him the key. Kedesh yuchal lechnos b'sha'a sheyirtze. V'ditol et chamso shenimkar o nitan lo. Or, shal koparim yomalu yiseh b'chon et shetirtze tukal yikach ha-mafteyah. Right. Or you got to tell him, listen, you got to let him know anytime you want it. Maybe give him your phone number. He tell me, here's my phone number. Anytime you want the hametz, you just give me a call. And I'll come and run over. Well, I'm leaving the key over here. It's under the mailbox. And go get it. So this is a big subject. And the Bein Ish Chai in Parashat Tzav, incidentally, also is very, very strict on this. That you need to give the key to the goy. I remember Chaim Baruch Alav Hashalom, when he taught us the laws of Mechirat Hametz in 8th grade. He would say to old-time Syrians, he mentioned some names, I forget the names that he mentioned, the old timers, the tzaddikim, those that sold whatever hametz that they sold, they were careful to give the key to the goy as well. They made mesirat mafteyah. So now we have to see, what about mesirat mafteyah? So in order to really get a good feeling for this mechirat hametz, and a good history of how it came about, I'd like to read to you Chaim Ben Tzion. Chaim Ben Tzion in Chelek Gimel, that's the one he talks about Hilchot Hametz. It's on page Resh Zayin. Let's learn it together. Mistake, Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin Hazak. So the Sheila Chaim Ben Tzion says, "Mi sheyesh lo chametz bebeto, ha'im yachol lemochro b'mechirat chametz anehuga kayom ulhashir et chametz bebeto." Bingo, that's the $1 million question. Guy has chametz in his house. Can he sell it like we do today with the rabbi, and leave the chametz in his house? Okay. So in the bottom of here, he says, Shulchan Aruch Taf Memchet, Hametz Shel Yisrael, Shavar Lava Pesach Su B'Hana'ah. But if you sold it to the goy, Kodem HaPesach, even though everybody knows he's not going to touch it to goy, and he's going to sell it to you back, as long as it's a Matanah Gevurah, no problem. V'ineh, now he gives you the history. B'dorot Kodmim, Lo Haya Minhag Etzel B'nei Sefarad, Shekol HaKehilah Tinhag La'asur Mechirat Hametz. Kefi shenahagu ken b'nei Ashkenaz. The Stei Hamed says that Ashkenazim always had a custom. Everybody would sell the Hametz. That was part of the preparations for Pesach. But Sfaradim, it wasn't Nahug that every member of the Kaal would sell the Hametz. Ve'lo yu mochrim ela me'atim mamash. Only a few people from the Kila would sell. Share them Hametz Rab. Somebody had a lot of Hametz, you know, in his possession. Maybe as a store, whatever it may be. And they couldn't eat all the Hametz or sell it before the Pesach. וגם הם כשמחרו היו מוצאים את החמץ בביתם. Look at this, Sfaradim. There's nobody like the Sfaradim. They would actually get rid of the Hametz, like we saw is the preferable way, ונותנים לנוכלים לגבי תרגוי. Like the Mishnah Berurah brought down. או שהיו נותנים את החמץ בחדר, like how Baruch used to tell us from the Ben Ish-Hai, they would give the key to the Goy, and then he has access to that room, and it's finished. ונותנים המפתח, like the Bach writes. That's the Bach Sita, the Bach says, "Below Mesirat Mafteach, lo Mahani," because what kind of kinyan is that? Ve'ken katav gaon b'zalman, she'afidu b'di'abad hametz asur b'hanah im lo masad mafteach. Ve'ken pasak ben Ish-Hai parashat Tzav. Wow, they were osed the hametz after Pesach. You didn't give the mafteach, and even it was in the shtar when they used to write the shtar to the goy, they would write, "And we gave the mafteach over." Fine. Virak ka'et nitpashet ha-minhag, convention goes on. Today the minhag came about. Shirubam ki kulam osim mechirat hametz, aydeh she'osim et ha-bedin shiluchim le-mechira, ve'gam ekilu shelo lemsor et ha-maftaya. And they don't give the key. Who they relying on? It's a pri hadash and an oda bihuda. Okay? And they're selling the hametz that's still in their homes. So we're taking really every leniency regarding this over here. We're not giving keys. The Hametz is still in our homes. וכבר כמה חמים פקפקו במחירת חמץ הכללית מחשש הערמה דאורייתא. There's some poskim that said, this is הערמה on the דאורייתא over here. שיש חשש חסטון סמיכות דעת. We're not giving a key, and it's not a full גמירת דעת, it's not a full kinyan. And the way it was done, Stehemet talks about it a lot. Umnam, now here's the key. Get the convention shita here. Ulama minhag la'akel baze. Verob ha-sibur mocheret ha-hametz la-nukhri. Today, majority of people sell the hametz. Ve'lo choshashim ne-hasron b'sibichut da'at. We're not choshesh to this, that there's hasron. He sold it, like Maran said. First thing he says, the mocher, the seller has to know you're not selling it to the rabbi. The guy says, oh, I sold my hametz to the rabbi Mansur. Wait, so I'm going to be over now a million isurim because I bought your hametz? You're not selling me anything. All you're doing is appointing me as an agent. And as a shaliach, I'm going to sell it for you to the goy. That's very important. Furthermore, because someone has said that this mechira is quasi, so someone to just get rid of all the hametz and not rely on it. Now, v'rak mi sheyesh lo kamut gedola shel hametz. This Eliyahu Rabba brings down that if a person has large quantities, kemo bal makolet, so then already he can rely on the mechira. It's only midat hasidut to be mahmir, like he brings from the Eliyahu Rabba. Somebody has a business that has hametz a lot, he can rely on the mechira. Fine. So that's convention. Mikar adin, a person could be lenient on the mechira. Midat hasidut, you want to get rid of everything, no problem. Then he says, but the stuff that's really not hametz, you want to sell that, okay. But we're talking about real hametz, minadin, it's mutar. But some say you should only do it, you know, for hefsed merubah. You know, a guy has a pack of Syrian bread. So well, you got to burn it before hametz. You're saving one pack of Syrian bread. Guy has 3.5 kibbez and a half eaten lahmajin. But I don't want to lose it after the holiday. Okay, don't be a kamsan. Just get rid of it. Burn it with the hametz. We're talking about over here, people have kamiyot, a person has a lot of scotch and it's a lot of money. So then, of course, there's room to be lenient. Again, Chazon Ish wouldn't sell live hametz. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wouldn't sell live hametz. But that does not mean that they did not agree that the mechira is a mechira, but it's midat hasidut. Fine. The question is, when you appoint the rabbi, somebody asked me a few years ago that, Rabbi, how do you sell the hametz online? You're not making a kinyan. You know, to make a shaliach, you got to make a kinyan. It means you got to write your name on the paper like we used to in the old days and lift up the sudar and the handkerchief. Acham ben Sion in the same page writes, En sarich la'asot kinyan b'minu ha'shalichut. V'day ba'amira ba'al peh. Shememane oto l'shalich l'mechirat hametz. Ba'al peh. Or a written a document. All you need over here is a gilui da'at. You need over here just a knowledge that the guy's saying, I don't want this hametz anymore. Take care of it. I mean, he says over here, Acham ben Sion, she'efshal lemnot atarab af derech ha'telefon. You can even do it over the phone. No problem over there. You don't need a kinyan to make the shlichut. Okay. And now we get, let's see if we have another issue over here before we get to the main entree. Yeah, again, fehefsed meruba. This is where we're going to be lenient for sure to rely on the mechira. But if it's not such a big hefsed, of course, just get rid of the hametz. The question that we deal with today is the following. We are now in a very, very excruciating of circumstance. The circumstance that we're in is that we've been in this quarantine, and there is talk, and it's logical that this is going to disrupt to a certain degree the food chain. Not because there's a lack of food, but because there's a lack of workers to get the food from the fields in Idaho to bring them to the supermarket on King's Highway. It takes a lot of manpower for the potato to get from the field to the supermarket, or for the baker to bake his bread. So you need manpower. And as the virus is going across the country, lo alinu velo alechem, so obviously that chain slows down. And now we have issues that people are concerned that after Pesach, in 2 weeks from now, there's not going to be food on the market, or there's not going to be, you know, ample food, or there's going to be a run or a panic like there was a few weeks before Pesach. So the question is, can they buy hametz today before Pesach and make their order for after Pesach today and stock up with pasta and bread and all this stuff over here and accept it and put it in the closet, put the tape on the closet, and then erev Pesach, you sell it. Point the rabbi to sell it. So you're actually buying hametz with intention to sell it under these circumstances. That's a very, very, very important question. Could you buy al menat to sell? Till now we were talking about the stuff you had in your house. So this question, a similar question was asked to the Shevet HaLevi, Ravazna Alav HaShalom, and Chedek Dalet Siman Memtet. The guy obviously sells beer and scotch and stuff like that. So he wants to make an order before Pesach from all this goods. Liknot kodem haPesach argazim shel bira, you know, cartons and cases of beer. Why? Because he's saying to the rabbi like this. He's trying to convince the rabbi it's a better idea for him, because he said, listen, I have to rely on the, this is in Israel, I guess. So the guy who's making the beer is a Jewish guy. He said, listen, I have to rely that the factory that makes the beer sold the hametz correctly. I have a better idea. I'll buy the hametz and I'll sell it myself. So I don't have to rely on the factory selling the hametz. I'll sell it myself. So this is what he's asking the Rav. And the Rav says, he's going back and forth with Sevarot, that may, listen, maybe when you buy something with intention to sell, and you know you bought it with that intention, maybe the sale is not a true gemita da'at, and therefore could be the sale is not a sale, and therefore it's an umdina, that you really you're not mevateling it properly, and therefore it's not a mechira. Probably saying, your bitul is not a bitul, and if your bitul is not a bitul, because you don't really, but you bought it to have, and therefore if your bitul is not a bitul, so then you cannot sell something on a deoraita. So we're only selling it after we make a bitul, so therefore it could be a sedrabanan. He questions it back and forth. Lemaaseh, he comes along and he writes, Mikon makom davan megunehu. That's what he says. Davan megune. Limkol lecha techila kedesh shielu miyad achar ha-Pesach. That you're buying and then you're selling it in order to sell right after Pesach. Mikon makom be'en etza acheret ve'gamu makom peseda. Oh, so he says there's room to be leaning in makom efsed merubah. So I think it's fair to say that clearly in these uncertain times where we don't know what's going to be in the market after the Pesach, and especially people now have been laid off and now everything becomes efsed to throw out food. And they're going to have to pay for new foods. For this year, after consulting with some of the Rabbanim, I discussed it with Rabbi Bitan as well, and he said that this year, one can be lenient to not only keep the hametz that he has in his house and put it in a closet and seal it up and sell it, but even as long as the market still has hametz, to go out and buy hametz and put it in that closet and sell it, just so we'll have something after Pesach. He said this would be considered hefsed merubeh, or excruciating circumstances, and therefore we come out with a big chidush that those ladies that want to make their post-Pesach orders today, while there's still food in the market, berevach, and hopefully this will not be a case. Hopefully this is all theoretical. Hopefully after Pesach it'll all go away. But in the time of uncertainty, people are being a little more economical because of the times, so the Hakam concluded that it should be okay. I'll just read you his words in a letter that he sent me recently. Just so you hear it, at the end of the Teshuvah, he says, and I quote, "Umeata hoil v'nidon didan ushat adahag gadol." וכול העולם סגורים ומסוגרים בביתם, ואין איתנו יודע איזה ביאה ואיזו שיבה, לכן ודאי, ודאי הגמור להחשיב כולם כחנוונים ובעלי מפעלים שהתירו להם למכור חמץ, אף לכתחילה. To sell the חמץ לכתחילה without any issue. But he's saying, as long as one sells it with the Rabbanim that know what they're doing, and therefore, just like the rabbi allowed this henvani to buy the goods in the case of a hefsed merubah, so therefore the rab it's himself also is being lenient as well. To do such a thing. So therefore we have now a little better understanding when it comes to the Mechirat Hametz. So again, one can be lenient this year that he doesn't have to throw out all their hametz. They could sell it. And even if they need to stock up a little from before, this would be mutar, because again, the times that we're living in. Okay, Rabotai, we'll stop over here. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen.